Hello, and welcome to Deep and Wide. I'm Pat Walter, and thank you for joining me. Deep and Wide is a weekly podcast that dives into the deeper things of the Christian faith, as well as a wide variety of culturally relevant topics. The goal of our podcast is to challenge growth and inspire hope. Please enjoy this week's episode. What's up, everybody, and welcome back to Deep and Wide. This week's episode, we're going to continue on in our series in discipleship. And what I want to do is kind of talk about a topic that's near and dear to not just our heart, but really every believer should know and love this topic. And we're talking about the Word of God and how it applies in our life. But while doing it, I'm also going to share a little bit more of my testimony. I had somebody give me a shout out this last week saying that I just kind of glimpsed over it and I didn't talk enough about my testimony. And I'll eventually dedicate a whole episode to my testimony. But God's Word and my testimony kind of go hand in hand. And so, I'm just so thankful for all the love that everybody's shown, checking out the podcast. But again, this podcast is really just sponsored by guys, and I really hope you check out resoluteministries.org. It's a ministry that we run that's in Kenya. We're in Belize. We got Seat at the Table Ministries in Belize doing great work out there. Just true missionaries, and we have Pastor Fred and some widows and orphans and stuff that we're doing in Kenya. So if you guys check it out, and we're selling t-shirts right now. If you can go on and let me know you want one, we're selling t-shirts and trucker hats to support the ministry. Or guys, you can even, if you're on the Anchor app, you guys can, if you're able to right now, I understand we're in a pandemic, even just, you know, give like $5-6 a month. Anything helps, guys. So that's it. We're going to jump right into the podcast and talk about God's Word. So most believers, I think, know and understand that we should be reading the Bible. I think many don't know how, or they don't know what to read. And that's one reason why I wrote the devotional Journey with Jesus. It's on sale at Amazon. It's on sale at our Facebook page at Resolute on Resolute Ministries. But it's one of those things where guys are like, hey, I've read the book of John. I've read the book of James. I don't know what to read. And so it's kind of one of these things where we just kind of open it up and read randomly. I have a few friends who I know do that, and there's nothing wrong with it. But the truth is, God's Word is one of those things that the more we get into it, it gets into us and begins to change things. One of the verses I want to lay down as a premise for our conversation today is in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4. It's a pretty well-known verse. But it says, for the Word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Listen, that's a pretty powerful thing. Something that is sharper than a two-edged sword and can pierce and divide the innermost things, the thoughts and the intentions of a man's heart. And so it's something that I believe that every believer should be doing. One of the things that I'm a big fan of in the church today is when churches are reading Scripture together, because Scripture is what changes. We can't do what we don't know. Listen, it's hard for a believer to say, hey, listen, I want my life to look like this, or I should be thinking these things and saying these things. And so it's like we think that we should live according to the Word, but I can't live according to what I don't know. I can't live according to what I don't read. I can't live according to what I don't study. So it's really imperative that we're in the Word. And here's how it lines up with my testimony. So I grew up in a relatively Christian home. Like we went to church for the most part, not always consistently. I knew who the Lord was growing up. I knew about the Bible. I knew about Jesus. I knew a lot of these things, but I did not live for Him really at all. And so long story short, I end up in prison when I'm 21 years old. And in my prison cell, I start to pray. And I said, Lord, if you're real and there's more to life than this, this is kind of what I want. And so I started to read my Bible. I started in the book of Romans. And as I started to read it, I started to surrender. And this is why I have the saying is the more I read it, the more it read me. Because it started to reveal my, not just my sinfulness, but my desperate need for Jesus. It wasn't a preacher. It wasn't a service. It wasn't an altar call. And I'm not saying that anything these things are bad, but none of those things made me recognize my desperate need for Jesus. It was reading God's word and it convicting me of my sin. What we have to realize is the word of God is, it says it's living and active. It's powerful. Okay, so God, preachers, we ministers are supposed to be proclaiming God's word, but believers are supposed to be in it. I am a strong believer that every believer should be studying God's word. Every believer should be seeking it out, what their pastors are saying, and making sure it lines up. We, as believers, are responsible for what we believe. We can't just take another man's word for it. Listen, I'm a preacher and a teacher too, so I understand that it's like, oh man, that was a great sermon. We should listen to it. But it says, be like the Bereans and study it out. Study scripture. And so, In this life where we're walking with Jesus, and even me coming, being in my prison cell, is like I had the only thing I had was the Bible, and the prayer, and the Holy Spirit. Listen, those three things go together because we read God's word. A prayer is talking to Him, usually about His word, or things that He is, or His nature and His character, or even requests and petitions. And then it's the Holy Spirit who wrote the word of God, who inspired it. Is the same Holy Spirit that lives within me, and then it leads me into all truth. This is the Holy Spirit. Jesus talks about this in the book of John, that the Holy Spirit will lead you into all truth. And so the Spirit will line up with the Word. And for my charismatic friends and all my tongue talkers, listen, the Holy Spirit won't say anything contrary to the Word of God. If you have a word that's giving you a word to do something like divorce or sinfulness or, you know, go out and do, you fill in the blank. Listen, if it doesn't line up with God's word, then it's not the Holy Spirit, okay? But I want to get back to my point. So when I was in prison, what I would do is once I got out of solitary confinement and I decided to follow Jesus, is I studied the word day in and day out. I studied it. And then when I got out and I eventually started to work at a church as a groundskeeper and I was living on site, I studied God's word 4, 5, 6 hours a night after I got off work. And I loved God's word. I devoured it. I started reading theology books and apologetics books. Man, I loved the word of God. But here's also some tension of, listen, we can love the word of God and get so filled with knowledge that we forget to actually do this living word, be the living word. And then we just fill our head with knowledge. And listen, knowledge puffeth up. We have to be careful that for those who do love the word, who are in the word all the time, well, now we use that same critical spirit of saying, oh, listen, well, I know the word. They don't know the word. They must not be, you know, a follower or a mature believer. But the truth is we have to find this balance as living the word, loving the word, and studying the word, because it's when we get it in us. Guys, I can't tell you how many times I've been in a circumstance or situation where I had an opportunity to share the word of God or even pray it over some people. Or then there's times where, man, I know what the Bible says about a certain subject, where maybe I have to love somebody who's being unlovable in that moment. Maybe I have to turn the other cheek, what we don't like to do. And honestly, guys, like, let's be real. Like, how many times do we know the word of just being a servant? Or making a sacrifice even when it hurts, but we just don't want to. Like, we just don't feel like it. How many times do we say, man, I know I should read the word. I know I should know it a little bit better, but it's just not convenient. It's not this. These are elements. Listen, this is real talk. That's all you're going to get with me is real talk. And in this discipleship process, listen, there's going to be times where we consume the word of God for hours on end. Listen, I got a wife, 3 kids, a job, extra ministries. I promise you, I do not study the word 4 hours a day every day like I used to. But I still love the word, and I still know that I need it. Because one of the things about God's word we have to understand is as we're going through it, whether you're doing it exegetically, whether you're doing a book study, whether you're doing a word study, listen, It is God's word and God's spirit that this last part of Hebrews 4 says to judge our thoughts and intentions of our heart. You see, what God wants most is God wants our heart. He wants to shape and shift and mold the motives in our hearts. Okay? You see, the Pharisees, I said this before last week, is the Pharisees obeyed what we would call perfectly outwardly. But the thing is, their motives and intentions were what were off. Their heart was far from God. God's word reveals his heart for us, and in doing so transforms our heart for him, because it's God who does the growing in us. Listen, God's word and God's spirit is what we need. It's the light and the water in the sea that is his word, okay, to change our hearts. And so here's my challenge to you. Here's my encouragement to you, whichever it is that you need, is are you in God's word? What are you doing to grow in his word? Listen, I challenge you, if you're a guy who's in it, then memorize something. Memorize God's word. If you're not in it all, find a book of the Bible. If you're unsure where to start, hey, I love the book of Ephesians, the book of Colossians. These are very practical epistles that Paul wrote to the church that I think apply in this day and age of who he is and how the body is supposed to interact with one another. Be in the word and be doers of the word. So it's both study it, read it, apply it, live it. Amen. So again, thank you guys for joining me in this week's episode. We're going to continue on with discipleship in a couple more weeks. And then I really want to get into some apologetic stuff. I might even throw an episode in with my wife. We've been talking about doing an episode together. That'd be a lot of fun. So let me guys thank again. You can follow me on Instagram. It's pastor_PW. Also deep, the letter N, wide podcast on Instagram. Yeah, love you guys. God bless. We will talk soon. Thank you for joining me on this week's episode. I hope you liked what you heard. And if you did, please be sure to like, subscribe, and share with all of your friends and family. I would love to hear any comments, any suggestions, or any questions so I can get to them on future episodes. Thank you again for joining me. I'm Pat Walter, and I'll talk to you next week.